All right, I believe you sing better when you're full. How was that? Is that right? Okay, we got a little bit of sharing to do. I'm going to ask you from time to time if you have a Thanksgiving you'd like to share with us. We welcome that. If you want to think about that, if you know something already. Number one, thank you for bringing all the food and for coming, guys. Mike and, where's Kyle and Mike? There's Kyle. Where's Mike? Stand up, guys. They all know y'all. Madison came up and helped them. I think they started cooking at 5 this morning. So we appreciate that. Appreciate y'all bringing all the other stuff. Appreciate you being here. Sure do. So I have a few verses of scripture I'm going to read and just make a few comments. And we have a family. You know, this year has been a tough year. Would you say that? A lot of different things from different aspects, losing family members, people getting sick, COVID, and the government, all kind of stuff. But God is faithful, and I'm going to read a few verses that go along with that song that they just sang. In Psalms 136, it is actually one of the favorite praise, they call it Hallel in Hebrew. It is this, it says, and according to your translation, the first phrase is changed in some translation, but the Old King James and the New King James translates it this way. Oh, give thanks unto Jehovah, for he is good. For his love and kindness endureth forever. Give thanks unto God, to the God of gods, for his love and kindness endureth forever. Give thanks unto the Lord of lords, for his love and kindness endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his love and kindness endureth forever. To him that by understanding made the heavens, for his love and kindness endureth forever. To him that spread forth the earth above the waters, for his love and kindness endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his love and kindness endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his love and kindness endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his love and kindness endureth forever. To him that smote Egypt in their firstborn, for his love and kindness endureth forever and forever. And brought Israel out from among them, for his love and kindness endureth forever. With a sword, with a strong hand, with an outstretched arm, for his love and kindness endureth forever. To him that divided the Red Sea in sunder, for his love and kindness endureth forever. And made Israel to pass through the midst of it, for his love and kindness endureth forever. For 26 verses. That's what he says. His love and kindness endureth forever. You know, that's one thing we can always be reminded of. There's always something to be thankful for. That God is doing and that will do. What if you'd have been an Israelite that lost all your family members while you were living in Egypt? Would you ever thought that you'd ever come through that? And then maybe you were one of the ones who lived out of it. It's the same thing with anything that we have to deal with. Whether it's a terminal illness, whether it's burying someone we love, or whether it's a pandemic, it really doesn't matter. You know, this is exactly what he states, and he's exactly right. We can depend on God, for his love and kindness endureth how long?
Forever.
Forever. So I just want to remind you this Thanksgiving that, you know, God's still in control. You know, I was reminded of a story of a scholar that I read quite often, a conservative scholar, which is getting hard to find any days, and he's an older guy. And his daughter, a 16-year-old daughter, his good friend, came down with leukemia. She went through the treatment for quite a while, and then she lost the fight. And his daughter was really upset. So he just told her, you know, you need to talk about it. And she kind of lashed out at God. She said, you know, God could have saved my friend if he wanted to. Why didn't he? Because she had prayed and prayed and prayed, and so being a smart gentleman as he was, he said, let me ask you something. Would you really want to serve the kind of God that just bowed down to every little thing that everybody asked for? Or would you rather have a God who sees the whole picture, and even though the things we don't understand, he's still in control of it? Which one would you rather have? She said the second one. That's the way life is. I mean, we don't know. But as these verses say, we can depend on God. He's going to do the right thing, even in a moment we don't understand it. And somebody we're not going to understand till one day you stand before Jesus, and if he explains it to you. But most of that stuff that's bothering us now, it won't bother us then. You know, because when we see Jesus face to face, none of this is going to matter. Sometimes we forget that. We forget, so caught up in this world, we forget that none of this is going to be there. None of it. Just Jesus. That's the only focus there's going to be. We need to be reminded of that. That God in his love and kindness, he's going to take care of us. All right. We all had a good Thanksgiving. Is that right? Yes. Okay. You know, it's amazing. Some of our kids, like Meredith, started with harmony. Those kids are like him. You know, he's a little kid, and like these kids are growing up through our church. And it's just mind-boggling when we stop and think about what God's going to do with those who came through our group as little ones. I think she's probably the youngest one in here that started when we started, because she was a baby at the Opera House. So there's probably not a younger one than Meredith, but a few older kids who were already... How old was Madison when we started?
Four.
And Alyssa, you were four?
Two.
Okay. Erica, huh? Okay. You know, sometimes we forget about that. That these kids, now that we're 15 years old, that these kids started and have come up through our church. Wow. Just can't wait to see what God does, you know. Some of them might be the president one day if they're still a democracy when they get old enough to be a president. Right? We have a family that we're just going to present to you. They haven't, we'll actually officially do it up here at the front one of these days after we get... through having our new members class, maybe in the first of the year, things will level off a little bit. We were going to have a baptism today, but some were concerned about the pool that we were going to use up here on the stage, about contracting COVID from it, and I'm not putting off on anybody, but don't swallow the water and you'll be all right, you know, right? And so we just decided we'll hold on that. But we do have quite a few people that are waiting baptism. But Jeff, if y'all would stand up, Karen and Cassie. No, I get you mixed up. It's not Cassie, is it? Carrie. I'm sorry. They have filled out the paperwork, and they want to unite with Harmony. So just as soon as it will be official as they go through the class, but they met all the other qualifications for that. So if you want to talk to them afterwards and welcome them, whatever, Jeff. It's Barrett, Karen, and Carrie. Why do I want to call you Cassie? I'm sorry. I think we know a Cassie that you've reminded us of. So welcome. Glad you were here today. They've already been with us for quite a while and involved in many aspects. So, you know, that's what the best thing is to do. You need to come try a place out and see if it's somewhere that you can serve. So we're grateful for that, all right? You know, everybody's different. You know, somebody is, you know, that's okay. We don't judge you. You know, don't judge us. We're going to try to be careful as we can. And we're just all made up a little bit different. And we try to understand that. And just because I might not wear a mask all the time doesn't mean I don't care, all right? It doesn't mean that. And I'm trying to be more particular about that. But I can't breathe in the thing, I just be honest with you. And I have forced myself now that when I go into like a public place where people are, I'll wear one. I don't know why, but I wear one. Anyway, it's just quick as I get out, I put it so I can breathe. I honestly can't breathe through it. And anyway, so we understand that. And don't know what's going to happen. You know, it's just like the flu vaccine. Just because you take the flu shot doesn't mean you don't get the flu. And it's the same thing. You know, just be wise. If this vaccine comes out, just be wise about it. You know, let 10,000 other people take it first and see if it's all right. You know, and then wait 2 years to see what the repercussions from that is before you get one. You know, just be smart. still be smart. And I just thank the Lord we got a place here that's big enough, and that we try to do this, you know, Sunday when we divide up, so we can still have church, you know. It's a lifeline, you know. I feel sorry for the people who don't feel like they can get out, because there's something between Christians when we get together that helps us through this, just by being around one another. That's the way God made it. And just remember, you know, God is still in control. You know, He is, even though we don't understand every aspect of it. Thank you. I don't want to be negative at as a praise time, but as things continue to unfold, the Scripture tells us less and less people will want to hear any truth from God's Word. So it becomes a minority more and more and more and more. We're already in a minority, especially in the South. It's still bad enough, but if you get out of the South, it's even worse, where there's no value to God's Word anymore. It's just an opinion, and we don't really treasure that opinion above anything else. That's why people go and live like pagans, because they don't think anything. There's no absolute to tell anybody what to do. I remember the story of Athanasius, early church father, a bishop and pastor at Alexandria. One of the last nights before quite a few of them were killed. I don't know if you remember his situation, but, you know, you hear me sometimes talk about Calvinism and Arminianism, and the leader in Arminianism was a guy called Arius, and his argument was Jesus was not fully God and fully man. That was his argument. And Athanasius stood up and said, "Oh, no, no, that is wrong." And, you know, they settled it at one of the councils, and then they sent the leader off into confinement. But then whenever the president changed, I'm translating, all right, when the leader changed, they brought him out of confinement, and then the Arians really attacked Athanasius till he had to go in exile, and probably 17 of his last, how many years, he lived in exile, till one night they came to arrest him there at the church, and the soldiers outside, guess what they were singing? Psalm 136. As they all went out and dispersed, God's love endures forever. And, you know, we have that now. We're going to keep having that. You have people in your family, they don't believe in God. They don't believe in the Scripture. They look at you like you're a nut if you say, you know, we're not going to do that, because that's just part of it. Here's what I see the challenge for us the next, I don't know how many years. Will we remain faithful? Because it's going to get tougher. You have to count the cost now. And am I willing to stand by what God's Word says? Because you need to go ahead and get that figured out now. Because if things keep going from a political standpoint, where they're starting now, the next 4 years on true believers will intensify in a negative way. So, you know, that's what I've been praying for months. I'm going to keep praying that we will remain faithful when the pressure is really put on. We only have a little taste of it. We don't know what it is yet. Thanks. And when that happens, just remember, thanks be to the Lord, His love endures forever. Get us through anything. All right? Well, something I do want to say while you're thinking, we do have quite a few plates that, you know, the styrofoams that you can close the lids on. You can fix plates and take with you. We don't want any of that stuff left here, okay? None of that stuff needs to be left here. So if your dog will eat it, nobody else will take it with you. If the plate's left there and nobody else gets it, if you got chickens or dogs or something, give it to them, because somebody has to dispose of it if you don't, all right? All right? But it was delicious, all of it. We appreciate Mr. Gregg cutting all the lumber to finish this other porch, and Dallas and Craig and Scott Vickers put that back up. And put that one up. And Lisa is going to come in after this weekend and decorate it with the lights like it was at what's her name's wedding for Christmas? Abigail. So we appreciate Greg for milling all the lumber for us. Sure was. And it is adds that homey feeling. So if you're thinking about coming up and decorating, that's already taken care of, all right? Elise asked me some time back. So if you have any idea, you need to go through her on that deal, all right? But she's going to come. Who saw the lights at her wedding? You remember how it was? So they're going to come, and he's going to do all that again. And it is beautiful for Christmas. So We appreciate it, Greg, and Dallas, and Craig, for putting all that back up. And they've done some other stuff that we'll tell you about when we're finished with it. From security standpoint for our church. So we appreciate that as well. You can still send us your prayer request via the website, harmonycc.org. That's an absolute way that it doesn't slip through the cracks. And, you know, it's easy to just click on it and send it, and it'll come to Dallas and I, and we'll try to get it out to the prayer list, to the people that are praying. So just remember that as well. You can stay around, fellowship. You can eat some more, fix you a plate. Make sure you fix a plate and take it with you.